We had a blacksmith there who used to make pipe clips and things. Anyway, he retired. There were several people applied for the job outside of fielding. I mean, it was becoming a fairly rare profession, blacksmithing, even then. Anyway, we saw these guys coming in for their interviews in the foreman's office. And it was, oh, he's got a big pair of arms on him, he'll be all right type of thing. Anyway, this scrawny chap, thin, emaciated, you know, no chance. Anyway, he got the job. And it turned out he was Polish. I suppose he was left over from the war. but an excellent blacksmith. I mean, there was a hammer there. I mean, I never saw it, but they had an air hammer there, and you press your foot on the pedal, and it would come down. But it would hunt all the time. It would sort of hover. And they were so good at this, they could judge exactly how far that thing came down. I mean, it came down with a thump, you know. And there are stories of people giving him his watch, or giving them the watch, putting it underneath his hammer, and he would bring the hammer down so fast and just stop short of the watch. One slip and it would have been the end of the watch. But yeah, I mean, I never actually saw it, but yeah, these sort of stories went around.